Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Your everlasting beauty. Oh, Christmas tree.
Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and we are still doing our series Holidays with the Host. It's our annual event, and this is our Christmas edition. And from Kuvo's Drop, I have our hostess with the mostest, America Jones, in here. Thank you so much, America, for stopping by and speaking with me and our listeners for a few minutes.
Oh, yay, America! That's the whole reason that I really have that name, is so I could just be America. You just call me America.
Okay, well, I can tell already, and I know your listeners are going to know as well, this is going to be a fun time with America.
Happy holidays, everyone. So excited. I love, love, love Christmas.
Great. Now, and America, that's why I pulled you in here, because I'd like to know, I ask the hosts a lot, you know, what are their favorite, you know, New Year's or, you know, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas. If you could share with me maybe a memory or two, a fun time or a good time or whatever that you've had over the years, whether it's been from childhood or to recent, just a good Christmas memory.
Well, you know, I have to say to all the people who are missing loved ones during this time of the year, it's, you know, it's really hard sometimes, but it's also really awesome. I lost my mom a few years ago, and it was completely unexpected, and the holidays are hard, but those Christmas memories, the things that I did with my mom and my dad, my brother, as I grew up, just fuel my passion for the holiday and reminds me of how much love we really had in our family during the holidays. We were the only Joneses, if you want to say it like that, here out of our family here in Colorado. So we were always really tight during the holiday season. I think one of my most favorite memories is the first time that my mom let me cook and bake the Christmas cookies. Like the very first time she had this recipe. And matter of fact, I just made them not that long ago. Unfortunately, we had none left, so I didn't share them. My dad ate them all.
Showed up without the cookies?
Yes, I showed up without the cookies. My dad and I did eat like a whole bin of Christmas cookies, but I'll have to make some more. And she trusted me enough to work the stove and figure out how to measure the flour and get it into the bowl and roll them all out and cut them out with the cookie cutter. And she just kind of oversaw everything. And she sang Christmas carols and told me stories about her favorite Christmases during that time. So it's a memory that I always treasure. She always made us feel so very special. She would show me the new ornaments at that time too, the ones that she got to put on the tree special. And it was just a bonding time between her and I. We just got to talk about kind of everything that was going on in my world and her world. And those times are times that I look back on and I love and I treasure, even though she's not with me now. Physically, she's with me in spirit. Every time I roll out, which I just did, roll out those cookies, it's the same thing.
Wow. And so and I like that because it's something that you're still doing now. So it seems like the tradition, I'm doing the air quotes here, the tradition is carrying on.
Absolutely. And I have two gorgeous nephews, Kasai and Jediah, and now they're learning the recipes of how to make the cookies. So it's going to the next generation. So it's a generational thing. And we literally still have the recipe on its original paper. Like it's not a email or anything like that. It's on the original paper. It's the legal pad, yellow legal pad with her handwriting. So we bring it out and we say, this is, you know, this is grandma's handwriting. This is what she would do. She took all the love and put it on the paper and made this cookie recipe for us to share.
And so I know they're not here and the listeners don't get to partake, but what kind of cookies are they?
They are a rollout. It's a butter rollout sugar cookie. It's not the traditional sugar cookie that you would get like with frosting on it or anything, although you could frost these. And maybe, Mindy, what I'll do is I'll bring the recipe in and you could put it online and share it with your listeners. And you roll it out and it's just a butter kind of shortbread style cookie. Really easy to make, very quick turn. The dough sets up really well. You have to chill it for a long time, but it sets up really, really well. It's one of those kind of recipes that you can make way in advance and then put the dough in the freezer and it'll last for a while. Put in some baggies and matter of fact, I just gave some to my sorority sister, shout out to the Deltas, and her son. They actually are into it now because I gave them some of the dough to roll out, and I actually gave them one of my very first cookie cutters I ever got from my mom.
Wow. Okay. So I do have to ask, though, was this a mom's creation, or did she get this recipe passed down to her, or how did this happen?
I think that it came from my godmother, and I believe that that's where the recipe came from. My mom, she moved out here not knowing anybody. She came to Colorado from Flint, Michigan, and her friends became our family, and they became our godparents. And so at the time, both of my godmothers were caterers, and they had this recipe for these cookies. And that's where I believe that came from. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure that came from my aunt Cheryl Nichols. Nicholson, I should say, because she got remarried. So Cheryl Nicholson. So
great. So something that started basically with your godmother and your mom is now going down to you and now to your nephew. So it's kind of a multi-generational recipe, it sounds like.
It really, really is. And, you know, it's a special moment. It's one that I remember. Christmas was my mom's favorite time of the year. And so, like, everything from putting up the tree to getting ornaments. I remember when they first came out with the Black Barbie series, my mom got every single Barbie. She would go to like 18 different Hallmark stores to make sure she got each one each year. And that was kind of a thing for her to put them up on the tree and have this series and see us reflected properly in Christmas. So she had Black Santas. She had, you know, that whole movement. And it was a whole thing for her. Christmas was her favorite. She loved it. She conned me into wrapping her gifts. Like, I wrapped my own stuff. Like, that's how much it was. She had me snowed so bad that she would put all my stuff in boxes and be like, hey, America, come wrap your gift. I was wrapping my own Christmas presents. I was like, hey, I wrapped this. She's like, yes, you did. Yes, you did. So she was just a good all-around holiday person from Thanksgiving to the beginning of the year. It was just her whole moment.
Well, America, thank you so much. That was just great. Just a great flashback, throwback time. So I hope you have a great Christmas and holiday season.
Oh, well, working with people like you, Mindy, make the holidays really awesome. She always has this great smile on her face. If you've ever had a chance to meet Mindy McNeil, she is just a treasure. And it is a pleasure to get to work with you each and every day. Thank you so very much for all that you do for us.
Thanks.
Tune into The Drop, the People Station for R&B and Hip Hop. You can hear us on HD2. You can get us at thedrop303.org or on the app, the Kuvo app, right from Android Play Store or iTunes App Store. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy Festivus, happy Kwanzaa Christmicus, I think is what they all say. I hope you enjoy your holidays and spend time loving yourself. Don't forget to check on your loved ones because this can be a tough time of the year for them as well. So much love to you. Mwah. Christmas tree, much pleasure do you bring me.